بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مروت الله تعالى وإني أدتين القسم من شبوك with worldly matters, matters of deen. Without mastering to bring about courage himself, I have the urge to do it. No matter how much you say, I like to do it, but until you don't get the passion, the feeling to do it, you will not do it. The most important thing is to have a passion for it, feeling and desire. You say, you know what, I like this thing, I like to do this, I like to do that. You may say all those kind of statements you make, that doesn't make you. Until you have to have the master of courage to do it, the passion must be there for it. People say, you know, I want to put myself right. It's very easy to say that. It's a very easy statement to make. But until unless you don't master yourself in this condition, that you bring the courage in you, the passion, the feeling, the desire to do it, all kind of statements may no important at all. That's what's happening today. People say, you know, I want to become like this, I want to become like that. But in a matter of worldly matters, you won't see that. So a person who wants to become a doctor, if you have a passion for him, try very hard to become a doctor. Whatever profession of the world, he will try to make his level best, he put his level full effort to it. All his courage and desire and passion, this is my passion. You go all out to fulfill the thing. And you know it is temporary. And in the end you may not even succeed. You will not succeed. With all the effort that you make, the end result will not succeed. But when it comes to matters of deen, a person does not take it that importance. Why not him? For what? When you know that this is a temporary world we're going to leave, Allah showed us in different ways, you know. A person passes away, that you also going to pass away. A person is young, an old man reaches the old age, grey hair, he knows that now I'm going to leave this world. When he sees his grandchildren and all that, he says, they're taking my place, I'm leaving this world. That's how he should be thinking like that. But without he counts his grandchildren, he'll see more and then more. So he's got love for the world, and he's got more trust for the world than the most important trust that he had. What have you done for the day? If a person wants to reform, he can reform. If a person wants to reform, he can definitely reform. But it must remember this much, that likewise a person wants to reform. In the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were people who were reforming, and side by side there were people not reforming too. You have to choose which way you want to go. Allah has given the difference between right and wrong. You have to now decide which road you have to take. If you want to take the wrong road, you know where it will lead you to. If you take the right road, Rasulullah has taught us this thing. Look at that time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people who chose the right road, they became so great. One became Siddiq, one became Fawz Adam, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Every great Sahabi came just because of this. They chose the right road. They were given option. Remember, we have been given the option to take which road we want. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wusa. Remember one thing, in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, you can decide which road to take. The road has been shown there that you must take. That's why in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one side they chose the road, they were chosen for it. Another side did not choose the road, they were going the wrong road. Abu Jahl is one side. We see Nabi Karim every day of his life. Abu Lahab is there. We see Nabi Karim every day of his life. But because they have not chosen, did not make up their minds, you're not prepared. The effect was that whatever Nabi Karim had in his life to benefit the Sahabas did not benefit at all. So what do you come to understand from here? The most important understanding, you have to have a decision made in your heart that what you want to do you want. If you want the right route, Rasulullah said that this is the road. You don't want to take the right route, then do whatever you want. So that's been given to us so nicely that no matter how much you follow, you can follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can say whatever you want to, but until unless you do not follow his right rule, his commands, and bring that into your life, that passion is not there in you, then no matter whom or who tries level best to bring about, that passion will not come into your door. Sahaba is not of that kind. Today we know when a person will tell you to reform, he makes all kinds of excuses. All kinds of excuses. What's wrong with you? Why don't you come to the namaz? Why don't you change your life at least? Look into your character. Look what's happening to you. With all the money you got in the world, there's no respect for you at all. You haven't got the quality of to be concerned here. How come? What is the reason? Come on, change your life at least. He's not prepared to accept the change of life. If you're not prepared to change your life, then no one else can change you. The greatest alim can come from the world and can speak to you, but if you do not have the passion in you, the desire to change, then no one can change you. Look at the Sahaba Ikram. They had the passion, desire, they changed overnight. And you must know this, but it was a real revolution. To change those people was something beyond. Their hearts were rock like rock, very hard. To change them overnight was something, was a miracle of Habib Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It can only happen to us also. If we have to bring the same condition in us, we have an urge and desire and a passion. Whatever we are doing today is just temporary. You, for a few days, you come to realize it's maybe 1 year, 2 years, being very conscious in everything in the salah. You're conscious of your eyes, you're conscious of your ears, and you're conscious of this. But it's just a temporary thing. The reason is because the passion is not, desire is not there to become firm. And Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That istiqama means what? You want the farishta, the time when you leave this world, you want the farishta to welcome you. There's a time when a person is istiqama, firm, steadfast in Islam. That means taqamu il akhirah. Right till the time he's going to leave this world. Not for the few days you do very well and expect out things that Farisal will come and welcome you. The road to Allah is you have to strive. There's a strive. When you're doing any kind of education in your profession, you want to try to improve more and more. What are you doing? You're striving. You strive so much you forget all your food also. You forget your family too. You forget all your leisure and pleasures just to achieve that one thing. And then in the end, I'm telling you again, with all the achievement, you will not achieve anything. But this is one thing, if you continue achieving it, if you not achieve it, but you yes, you achieve. The road to Allah Ta'ala, once you achieve it, and you have not reached achieved, you also achieved it. Allah Ta'ala says, you tried. Now how many of us are doing those things too? Because the most important thing, remember, in our way of life, is to bring about akhlaq. Akhlaq was the most important good character and reformation of character. If you can read namaz all the time, and you do all the things, but yet you not perfect your akhlaq and character, what have you perfected? You know, sometimes you bluff people, you can bluff people, you cannot bluff Allah. Bala. You cannot bluff people. You may do whatever you want to do, but you cannot bluff Allah. Bala. In the world, you can say, you know, I cannot do this, I cannot do that. But on a day of Qiyamah, or when you go to Qatar, some people say, I'm not fearing at all. They don't fear at all, I'm not fearing at all, I don't have to fear at all. They can say the people that I cannot fear at all, I'm not fear for this and fear that. For that kind of person, the only answer is when you go to the company, you will how much fear get there. Look at Fir'aun, what happened? With all what you are saying so much, with all his pride and all that, his arrogance, for the time that and end the time when he's going down, at that time he forgot all his arrogance. Now you want Allah Ta'ala to accept him. The fear was there after that, but that fear was not accepted. Allah Mani, your father. Just to tell you this, but that we have to learn now to that fear must help us. Anything that we do, the fear must help us. We have no fear. If we have fear, you notice this much, we have fear. Every action of ours will make sure that we make sure that we according to the teaching of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reason is because we have one thing in front of us. What is that? Death. In these days, the most important thing to keep in mind all the time. In this day, because the fitna that is so spreading so wide, with all the good things happening around us, with all the namaz and everything taking place, with all that, the fitna that can increase more and more, the only way we can bring about the fear in us, not to go near this fitna, is to ponder upon death every night. There was a time you did not have to ponder death, but this is a time today to ponder death. If you ponder about death every night, you become to realize how important it is that death will remind you that fear will come into you, that the barakah of the fear, you will not commit that sin again. You begin to try to ask forgiveness or not, you cry to God. They say before the early days, they say that the youngsters must be given this to contemplate on death. But now, sad to say, the old people have to make also. Because they are so drowned in the wicked fitna so much that they have to also contemplate on this thing, make munakaba every night before you go to sleep, that you have passed away. You have passed away. And you know when you have passed away, then you will know what is the next step when you pass away. The next step you pass away, that your ghusl has been taking place, all that you think one step at a time, you will ponder upon it. Ghusl has been given to you, kafan has been put on. Janada namaz has been read from you. Think your namaz, because at the end of the day you are going to die. But if you got this, what's going to happen? When you got this empty night, you're going to sleep with that. That your namaz, janada namaz has been written, read. Now they open the cupboard and they put your whole body in that cupboard too. They put your body in a cupboard and thereafter they close you down. What would be your position? Now if you begin to think that the police are going to come and question now, all these things when come to your mind, you begin to think now that am I fit for that position or not? This is what you call contemplating muraqabah. We are in a position at the moment the fitna is, so this is very important for every night. And with that barakah, you have to make istighfar also. Just imagine a person begin to think of death all the time and begin to cry. It comes about in his heart that let me make istighfar. So he sleeps with his nifal too, sleep with that. He will be kept from so much haram things too. But where is the passion? Where is the passion to desire for that thing? There's no one thirst. Everyone looking for thirst, looking for a well for water. Leave that water is above your heart. Bring your heart to bring that water, water will come out. Our water is above the heart, is not in the heart. Bring that thirst in your heart. We are all thirsty, but we bring in the water on above us. We are thirsty, but we do not know how to get the water. The water cannot be above the heart. It has to be in the heart. And once it's in the heart, then you see how the water comes itself. It brings another water to you. My husband gave us an incident that milk of the chest, the breast of mother, will only come into someone to drink that, bring that milk. He says, no one to drink that milk, then there will be no milk. But there is someone to drink that milk will come out. He says, someone to now go to what Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam have it, then that milk will also come out too. Remember one thing, there is no such thing as must lose hope. Only if we have hope in Allah Ta'ala, but what if we have this passion and desire to carry on with it? Just to have hope is not everything. Just to have hopes is not everything. More important is to have this courage to carry on. You must remember the rope to Allah Ta'ala is like thorns. A garden of thorns. You know, gold, a rose down, gold garden when you go into. It's full of rose there, but you can't walk straight. Then you walk straight. You have to be very careful, the thorns are there. Likewise, the rope to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's so many thorns there. You need someone to guide you and take you. Without that, you cannot be guided at all. That's why they say most important you must have in you is you must have in you the company of pious people. Bring them into your life. See, those days, you know, it's sad to say people today, they keep company with pious people because of worldly gains. You know, I'm in trouble now. Let me go and give me some tawis to read, some zikr to bake. So they give it to you because you come in a good intention, they come on your heart with them. I'll never forget that one incident of the Tanvi Rahmatullahi. That person was so sick, you know, when you're really sick, you say, let me go to this buzuk now, let me dua. Then dua, at least, you know, gets well. So one person, the Tanvi Rahmatullahi, when many, one good quality, all good, lot of good qualities, one of the qualities was, if he's serving also, if someone is sick, he'll make them well. So this person was so sick, so he said, okay, Lord, I'm very sick and I'm become bad. Okay. After remaining in bed, through the grace of Allah, he was cured. Yet he went so many places, he was not cured at all. He said, this is a last resort. In However, after some time, maybe 1 year or 2 years, as a Talib, we met at the Talib, the Tanabon. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. I don't know who you are. The other time, the same person, you know, I was very sick and I came to you and I said, let me become bad too. So then what happened then after? Then what happened as a Talib? No, the barakat of that, Allah cured me. And thereafter, what did you do? No relationship, no contact at all. He told him, wake up and go away from here. You came for dunya and not akhirah. Came for dunya. That's what happened today to people too. They keep contact with that. I'm going through so much of difficulties in business. But every kind of business, when will your business akhirah be? When you got a problem with someone, with your personal worldly matters, you come very running, others make dua, make this. But never at a time that I got a sickness in me of this kind. Please help me and put me right. With the sickness of the eyes, with the sickness of the tongue, with my pride in you. All those things, not prepared to talk. You don't need prepared to talk of those things that is suiting him fine to the world. Whereas the most important thing is you lose the world in nothing, do not lose the iman. Do not lose the iman. And your relation to Allah Ta'ala must become stronger, born must be created. And for that you need a labor, you have to work hard. As a man works hard in this world, for everything in the world, you find, today you'll be surprised, the women are crying, the husbands come home 24-7, they're only in business, they're crying, they got no time for that. Why are they fighting so much for crying for this? They labor so much just to earn for the year after, from dunya, so much. Did you realize that your eyes would close? That's why the same when the janazah takes place, do you take a lesson from it or not? Why do you take a lesson when janazah is going that I'm next to go? Just imagine a person is only 37 years old, he just passed away. The father was here, surprised, the father is alive, mother is alive, even though 37 years passed away. Allah Ta'ala shows in different ways that this is how I work. So that it will open the fa'atabiru ya'ullah basar, so that you can take a lesson from it. Who's taking a lesson today? A few days you'll cry, you'll read some dua, you'll read some kitab and khalas, and then after that you go back to normal. When the condition comes into you, this is what I'm calling, talking about the passion, the desire. 24-7, the desire is the relation to Allah Ta'ala is so strong. Be in the world, no one's saying that, but your heart must be with Him. Be in the world, be the best, eat the best, wear the best, do everything the best, but the heart must be with Him. It must be like this that Abu Dhaqan Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi. When the person bought the most expensive item, a mirror, very expensive, no one could buy that. He looked at the thing there and said, Alhamdulillah. After some time, it broke. Now the Khadim, the servant, was very scared because it's a very expensive thing. How to bring it to his attention? Very difficult. When the Hazrat was in a good mood, you know, they always look at a good mood. Like everyone look at a wise good mood, then they talk. In good mood, straight to the Hazrat, this is what happened. Alhamdulillah. He said, I don't understand. He said, you don't understand. When the time it came to me, I ask my heart how you feel about it. My relationship with you, not with that. My relation is with you, it not being any different in my relation with you. Alhamdulillah. It must not change your relationship with Allah Ta'ala. The world can be with you all the time. But it must be following you, nothing. You must not follow. That's why the world you can follow, it must follow you, you must not follow. You have your road carried on to Allah. The world is carrying behind you. But the moment you got the world in front of you, then you forget Allah Ta'ala. So he said, the time when he came, I said, Alhamdulillah. No effect at all. After he broke, I said, Alhamdulillah again. Oh Allah, I said, thank you. That is not affecting me, a very expensive thing broke. My relationship with you did not break. This is what is the most important, my relationship not break with you. We commit sins openly and we feel nothing about it. You don't know how you hurt Allah. We are very fortunate Allah Ta'ala is not closing our own. We are very fortunate Allah Ta'ala is not putting income sickness on us. Allahumma li Father. He doesn't want to do it too. My husband to say, what the rahami rahami, lekin ham we are taking the raham away. My husband's work is our husband, Masihullah Rahman. Meheri meheri with rahami rahami. Allah's rahmat is mercy all around us. But we are inviting the wrath of Allah in the way we carry on our lives. So most important thing is reformation of our life and akhlaq. Reform yourself in every way. No one can change you, you yourself must change. But effort must be made for sit in the company of the pious. Sohbat saleh, saleh kunat. You sit in the presence of God, people of the pious people. You, it must affect you. Maulana Qasim Nanuti rahmatullah alayhi, when he passed away, if someone said, Hazrat, I want to pass, then someone said, that when he passed away, put my cover next to his cover. So why? See, Allah's rahmat coming on him, through him, the rahmat come on to me too. They should believe like that. That to put me next to him, that means the rahmat coming to him, I will also get part of it. So if you sit in the company of the pious people, when you sit in the right intention is important. If you come right intention, the effect what's coming there will go to you too. You'll be surprised how it comes. That's why they say when you go and sit by a sheikh, you must sit by a sheikh with this, that thinking that Allah's rahmat is coming unto him, and through him is coming to you also. Allah Ta'ala looks at your intention, what Allah Ta'ala cannot do. Is we have to know what Allah does. But majlis today is born in reformation. That passion, having a passion. Not for one day. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ right to the day of Qiyamah. That the day you pass away, you must change. There must be no change in your life. You must become more nearer and dearer, closer to the Qiyamah, closer now. And if you committed a sin, make immediate tawbah. Make tawbah, but do not continue. So bringing about good character in our life is the most important. If you want to win many people today, Islam was not with a sword. Islam was with character. Islam was with Islam. Likewise, we too, if we bring the same condition as us, the same person was a Thani Rahman. That's it. I said it last time. You know. Hindu nahi. As I said. What that he says, one person says, Hazrat, aaj Hindu nahi rahe. He says, nahi, aaj Musalman nahi rahe. If you say Musalman, everyone will look at you because you are got a Muslim, means your heart is Allah Ta'ala. You don't have pride in everyone look at you, then also accept Islam. And you don't accept Islam, but at least they'll respect you, that you respect. So let us all work towards bringing about reformation of our lives, bringing about good character in us, the passion and desires, and one most important thing, hateful sins. Hateful, no matter what it is, for the Thaan Wadat Rasul Gangoi Rahmatullahi, when his sheikh wrote to him and told him, what is your condition? And he was so high, he did not worry about anything. He said, Hazrat, only one thing, Alhamdulillah. Guna se nafrat or deen se nafrat. Guna se hateful sins, and desire for good deeds. Allah Ta'ala amal kareem tawfeeq nasib. Wa alhamdulillah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما ومحبا للصالحين. اللهم نسألك بدعائك والجهد ونعوذ بك من سخطك. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم نسألك الصحة والعافية والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا. صلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمته.